Good morning. This is going to be very brief. This is not going to be long at all, but it came to me so strongly this morning, and it was so much of an encouragement to me that I just want to share it. It might be for somebody else, but I know last night I was having some anxious thoughts, and I don't know about you, but you know, one of the most difficult things we face on our journey is our own mind, because our own mind is corrupt. And so the wrestling match we have is our natural thoughts contrast with the will of God, and we end up having a battle in our own mind. And but I was reading, it was early, it's early right now, but I was reading through my Bible plan, and there was a statement that Jeremiah makes. It says, "Oh God, you judge righteously, testing the heart and the mind." And it caused me to think about Psalms 139. And this is a Psalm of David. And I'm not going to even read all the Psalm. I'm just sharing what I went through last night and what I was facing this morning, battling my own mind, and the strength that God gave me. Because, you know, we never get to the point where we don't have to go back to the throne of grace. That throne of grace is where we obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. And the Lord is so good. You know, we're going to need His presence, and we're going to need Him in the hour that we live in. And, you know, He is a comforter. And this is Psalms 139. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to read what stood out to me and what blessed me and what helped me and what encouraged me. And maybe it'll be encouragement to somebody else. But David starts out in verse 1. It says, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit down. You know when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways." God knows everything. Praise God. "Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You know, abundance of our heart, our mouth speaks, but the Lord knows it completely before it ever even comes out." What a great God. What a great God. "You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me and too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, and if I settle to the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast." He said, if I rise on the wings of the dawn, it's like the sun coming up, and it goes down the other side. It doesn't matter how far we go. God sees it, He knows it, and He's there. The Lord is there. Praise God. "If I say the darkness will hide me, and the light will become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for the darkness is as light to you." I'm just going to read the last two verses in this psalm. "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there be any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." David says, "Search me and know my heart." He's already said that the Lord knows everything about it. But then he says, "Search my heart and test me and know my anxious thoughts." So this psalm is like a prayer. And what he's offering that prayer to God and saying, "Lord, look at my anxious thoughts. Test me. Help me, Lord." And I guess the reason why I want to share this is because not only does the Lord see it and know it, He likes for us to confess it and to tell Him, "Lord, my thoughts are anxious, Lord, help me." And he is such a wonderful high priest. He knows everything we're going through this morning and everything that we face. And He sees what we're facing in our mind. He sees that in us, which is contrary to the gospel. And He's promised to purify us. I believe He is purifying us. And I just had these thoughts this morning because who in the body of Christ and who walking with the Lord does not encounter the thoughts that are contrary to Him in their own mind and have to deal with them? There's only one place we can bring those thoughts that will bring us peace, is to bring it right to the very throne room of God and say, "Lord, you know me, you've tried me, you see me now, or do you see when I go to bed, you see when I get up, God, I'm bringing you everything that I am, even the part of me I don't like. I'm bringing it to you. I'm confessing it. Lord, help me this week, Lord, to serve you, and to serve you with gladness, Lord. And Lord, you're my Savior. And I don't know. This morning, this is all I have. I'm so thankful that the Lord sees us in the depth of our struggle and knows. He knows it. He knows it. He loves us. He wants us to bring all our burdens, take all our cares and cast them on Him, because He is a faithful God. He loves us. He sees us. He understands. He's come this way. He went this way, just like the way we're traveling. It said that it pleased Him to be made like us. He suffered when He was tempted. He can comfort us when we're being tempted, and He knows how to help us. I guess the main thing I wanted to say is God is so faithful. He sees everything. He understands everything, and He sees right where you are. He sees right where I am. He knows it all. He loves us, and He's willing to give us, more than willing to give us, the grace and the mercy to help us in this journey. I just praise Him this morning. This is early Monday morning, but I wanted to share that because I know our God is faithful. Amen. That's all I have.